Hi, welcome to another simple step here on the Blended Family Coaching Show. You know, when I first entered my stepdaughter Annika's life, I was ready to start giving her all of my great stepfatherly wisdom. I knew I had some life lessons to offer, and I was sure she was just going to want to eat them up. I was wrong. You know, I was actually focused on me being ready to offer her guidance. But what I needed to do was learn to focus on her being ready to accept it. I had to learn the hard way that what Annika needed most from me was to see that I'd be there for her when she was ready for it. Most stepkids aren't quite as ready for step-parents' guidance as we think they should be. And the problem is that when we force our way in, it actually erodes the trust in the relationship that we're trying to build. And when it comes to building bonds and closeness in any relationship, trust is critical. I know all too well just how tough it is to hold back when we clearly see that our stepchild needs some advice. We see them headed for something that's going to create a negative outcome, and we just want to help them out. But pushing our way in will rarely work out, and usually it breaks down trust rather than building it up. Do you remember being a kid and playing with two magnets? You would flip one over, and suddenly the same magnets that you could barely separate are impossible now to reconnect. Stepkids can be like those repelling magnets. The more you try to push in, the more they tend to move away. So if you want to attract rather than repel, you've got to flip your approach. And the best way to do that is remembering this little mantra: asking is attracting, telling is repelling. The most effective step-parents learn to become expert question askers. They work on mastering the art of asking questions that invite their stepchildren to open up. They find ways of reformulating their thoughts into question form. And when they see a stepkid struggling or headed for trouble, they don't necessarily tell them how to fix it. They just ask some questions instead. Here's a couple simple examples. Hey, why do you think your friend reacted that way to you? Or, what might happen if you do that again in the future? Or you could ask, what do you think you did really well in that situation? Or maybe, what do you think you'll need to try to do differently next time? You know, even younger kids often respond openly and with more insight than you think to these kinds of curious questions. And you may be surprised at how frequently they'll come to a reasonable conclusion on their own without you ever telling them anything. Look, I made lots of mistakes with Annika. I found myself pushing my answers on her, telling her what she needed to do, but then I reeled in frustration as she promptly ignored my wisdom. But as I started to learn to ask her about her thoughts and ideas, a new opportunity for connection opened up and trust began to build. So don't repel your stepkids by pushing your way in with correction or direction that they're just not ready to accept from you yet. Instead, this week, focus on asking them questions that invite them to share their thoughts with you. Listen to them and allow them to set the pace. If you can do that, you'll build trust and ultimately be sending them this important message. You can trust me to be there and support you when you're ready. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you back here in a couple weeks for another simple step.